listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at citr.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Make us safer. You and your thoughts are the young safer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Now make us safer. You and your thoughts are the young safer. Well, I've got a great show for you today, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to What Pink Sounds Like. I'm Ashley Kissman. Today, I'm super stoked. I get to interview Natalia Perdalis, a local singer-songwriter, pianist, and musical educator. Now, her background is in classical music, but she just came out with her first studio album today. It's coming out today. It's called Life, and you're not going to want to miss it. My interview live in studio with Natalia coming up in just a second. But first, let's start the show off right with a little country music. Here's Gillian Welch with Scarlet Town right here on CITR.
Buddy, I went down to Scarlet Town. Ain't never been there before. Where you slept on a feather bed, I slept on the floor. Now I don't mind leaving old time or drinking my coffee cold. But the things I seen in Scarlet Town did mortify my soul. Well, look at that deep well. Look at that dark grave. You may hide in Scarlet Town for 100 years or more.
che tria, che tessera filia. Pufano sto limani enna che tio, che tria, che tessera puglia. Posita sta lo ecco enna che tio, che tria, che tessera pedia. Pusa megalo solo la nechin, no la vendas che jari tu pira.
Lovely singer-songwriter and musician that I have in studio with me right now, Natalia?
Natalia.
Natalia. Yes. I'm going to get it right one of these days.
That's
Natalia,
okay.
And then Pardalis.
Yes, part of that. Or if you want to be really traditional, Pardalis.
Oh, well, welcome to What Pink Sounds Like, and welcome to the CITR Studios.
Thank you so much.
So that was your track, Never on a Sunday. It's off your brand new album called Life. Mm-hmm. Now, already from listening to that track, you know, it's a super fun track, very, very happy feeling. Mm-hmm. Reminds me, for some reason, I don't know where I get this, a Parisian chic girl, like, running away from a little, like, a guy, you know, who wants to kiss her on a Sunday, right? Like, it's a really nice, whimsical song, and you can tell you have different elements in there. Obviously, the part of the song is sung in Greek, and you have these kind of folksy, almost classical notes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a bit about the song. Why did you decide to write a song about that?
Actually, it's not. It's actually a cover. It's from a movie called Never on Sunday, a Greek movie from the 60s, and it's a song that I've grown up hearing my entire life, and I always wanted to sing it for something, and so when I started to plan my CD, I was like, it has to be on here. It has to be. And it's sort of kind of where my life is in a lot of ways, too. It talks, in the Greek part, it talks about, you know, sort of being done with the single life and whatever, and wanting to settle down and having children, and then there's sort of the fun part, too. Like, she's still a flirt.
She still has to have a little fun.
Exactly. Life is too short.
Totally. Well, why did you decide to call your album Life?
All the songs that I picked on the CD are kind of... it went through sort of like the last 10 years of my life, like different things that happened. Each song remind me of something. So if there were covers, they sort of... I started listening to them when there were certain things were happening in my life, or if the ones that are originals, I wrote them while things were happening in my life. So, yeah.
Almost like a soundtrack.
It is almost like a soundtrack. Yeah.
To your life.
To my life, yes.
Well, excellent. Well, tell me a bit about your background, because you've been involved in music for forever, it seems like. You have training in more in classical style music. Where are your influences? How did you get started in music?
Both of my parents were musicians. Well, my were musician and are musician. My dad had trained in Greece, both classical and folk guitar and singing, and my mom did classical piano. So there was always music in the house. Like, you couldn't get around it. And being a daughter of a piano teacher, you have to have piano lessons. There's no ifs or buts. So I started lessons, I think about 3 years old, I started piano.
Wow.
I actually wanted to be a singer. I hated playing the piano. But I grew to, with my mom's persistence, I grew to love playing the piano because it also gave me a way to, I always had a band with me. I just sat down at the piano. So, yeah, I trained all through high school, did all the Royal Conservatory of Music stuff, and then started actually teaching piano when I was 14 years old.
Wow, that's a young age to start.
Yeah,
like
I came
up. First job.
Yeah, it was my first job.
My first job was scooping ice cream. Like, that sounds so much cooler.
Well, I just came home one day and my mom said, oh, you're going to teach my friend's son. So sit down and I'll tell you what to teach him. So that's how I started. And then in my 20s, I went to Trinity Western University, which was probably a really defining part of my musical education because it really taught me what I wanted to do. And so I knew there was always going to be a classical side of me, but I definitely did not want to be a classical pianist.
No.
Yeah, so.
You wanted to branch out a bit.
Uh-huh.
So even though you've been involved in music forever, this is really your first album. Uh-huh. Why now? Why did you decide to take this leap now?
You know, life is a funny thing, and each step in your life kind of happens when it's ready, and this was the right time. Yeah.
That was well put.
Thank you.
I like that. So let's talk a bit more about the album. It was produced by Juno Award winning mm-hmm. engineer Rob Shallcross. What was it like to work with someone who definitely has a Juno Award like on his shelf, or it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what was
it was, like to work with it, was, it was really cool. We had a lot of fun in the studio. It's really funny. I'm a concept person, so I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Let's do it. And he's totally a detail person, so he's like, okay, we have to do this. Okay, no, just focus on this thing. So it was a perfect combination because it kept me focused. And he helped me kind of branch out as well and take chances, whereas, you know, I'm like, okay, I just want to do this. And he's like, no, how about we try this? And I'm like, okay. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I bet it was very different working in a, you know, a small studio with looking at those fine details to make the album perfect versus maybe what you're used to and performing on a stage, performing live.
Yeah, live performance is so different because it's the overall, you know, sort of story of the performance, whereas the doing a CD is every little minute little detail, which is really cool. I really liked it.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, if you're just joining me, you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR, and I have... Wait, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get your name right. Natalia. It's because I'm not Greek.
Yeah.
If only I was Greek. Natalia Pardalis mm-hmm. In studio. And people should follow you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
At NataVV. So NataVivi.
Perfect. And I've also just tweeted that she's in studio with me. But yeah, if you're just joining us, she's got a brand new album, her first album, in mm-hmm. fact, coming out called Life. And it's coming out today. She is also, if the name sounds familiar, she is also one of the organizers for Maria's Opus, mm-hmm. which is the annual BC Cancer Foundation fundraiser. And it actually just took place on Sunday, November 27th. You started this in 2008, mm-hmm. and I understand you did because your mother and your aunt passed away from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
What propelled you to start this fundraiser? Because I think it would be really easy for a lot of people to just kind of sit back and kind of take it all in, but it looks like that you really, you fought back. You're like, no, we need to do something about this.
I wanted to get involved with a fundraiser, and I looked at different fundraisers, and I just didn't really feel a fit. And a friend of mine, because I was actually at the time preparing for a junior piano recital at Trinity Western University, and she said, well, why don't you do a concert? You know, like, we want to see you. Let's do a concert. So a good friend of mine, Jenny Suramakis, is really good with PR and stuff. So together we kind of sat down and figured out what we could do. And from there, it kind of took a life of its own almost. It was just originally going to be just me and maybe a couple guest artists. And now it's become sort of a place where young musicians can kind of get their start. You know, a safe environment where they can learn to perform and work and learn with professional musicians. So,
because is it just a one night event?
It's a one night event. Yeah. Though people are telling me to make it more than one night. So
oh,
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, you should do two nights. Do one in Surrey and then do one in Vancouver. I don't know. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. But yeah, that's great that you're getting such a great response. Mm-hmm. And was the event successful this year?
It was a huge success. We had one little sad part. Someone pretending to be a volunteer took some of the door money, which was humongous stress. And I loved how the young entertainers were so professional. I'm like stressing out, trying to deal with cops and stuff, and they just like, the show must go on. And
wow,
the audience had no idea that anything was going on backstage until we announced it. So it was just wow, amazing. And what's even more amazing is the community response. Like 24 hours did a story on it, and people just keep donating on the website. So we've raised, just on our website alone, it's $1,000 we've raised.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone would do that.
I know.
For the door money. It's just, it's so sad, especially for such a great cause. Mm-hmm. But then also, I think around the holidays, it just kind of makes your heart just kind of sink.
Yeah.
So what's the website people can go to if they want to donate?
It's www.mariasopus.com.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, let's listen to another song, mm-hmm, and I'll bring you back on real quick, and we'll tell people where they can go get this album. So what song did you want to play?
Let's do Feeling Good.
And why would you want to play this song? Tell me a bit about this song.
This song is sort of, you know, losing my mother and my aunt and different hardship in our families. You kind of learn to heal, and this song is about, I guess, healing and enjoying life.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
And that was the track Feeling Good. I love that cover. Who originally did that?
It's actually from a musical. I can't remember the name of the musical. And Nina Simone, of course.
Right, Nina Simone. Yeah, I think that's where I probably recognize it from, is Nina Simone. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So if you're just joining me, listening to What Pink Sounds Like, I have Natalia.
That's right.
Yeah. Natalia Pardalis in studio. It's hard because my name's Ashley. It's like the most regular name ever. I don't have experience dealing with awesome names like Natalia. Natalia Pardalis in studio. And we're talking about your latest album, mm-hmm. Life. That was the track Feeling Good. Mm-hmm. It was a cover from a musical. Again, the song was originally done by Nina Simone. Beautiful, beautiful rendition,
Thank
by
you.
The way, of Feeling Good. So you play the piano. Mm-hmm. And who was playing the piano parts on that particular track?
I was playing the piano parts. We recorded them separately. And then I worked with a hip-hop guy from The Random Humans. And he did that.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So it's great that you're already, I guess, collaborating with mm-hmm. a bunch of local artists and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already collaborated with him, the hip-hop artist.
Yeah, I did. It's Only a Nightmare on their album, yeah.
Nice. Very cool. It's awesome when you see local artists contributing to each other's albums mm-hmm. in the local Vancouver scene. It's really great. So where can people buy your album, Life, or get it?
It's on CD Baby. It's on iTunes today, or they can contact me too. I'm on Facebook.
Friend her.
Yes.
And of course, I'll have all that information as well on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, so mm-hmm. be sure to visit that. Probably later today, I'll be able to have that up. And you did have a CD release party for mm-hmm. it on the 9th, and how did that go?
It was a lot of fun. It was just a great night of family and friends and great music. I had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Perfect. Yes. So is this studio album recording experience, do you see yourself doing more of this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm totally smitten by the whole CD thing. I would love to do another album. Maybe a Christmas album.
I was just about to ask you, you know, that's what all the artists do, you know, Christmas albums, which, I mean, I love Christmas mm-hmm. albums. I think they're fun. It's always great to hear artists, whether they be local or uber famous or whatever, take a classic Christmas song and make it into their own, mm-hmm. or make it into something new. Do you have a favorite Christmas song by chance, or a holiday song?
That would be White Christmas.
White Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, we're going to be waiting on that. So where can people see you in kind of maybe the next couple of months or coming weeks? Are you performing anywhere?
On January 22nd, I have a gig at Guilty & Company downtown, and so I'm doing a show there. I think the doors open at 8:00. I think we're on at like 9 or something. I'm planning some tours and just watch around town. I'm definitely going to be performing.
Excellent. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me in
thank
studio
you.
Today.
Thank you.
And again, I'll have all that information on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. We've got more new music coming your way, including some new music from some other local artists who've recently contacted me. Stay tuned for that.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are proud to present the Fit to Print Art Show, Friday, December 16th at the Interurban Gallery. Come celebrate the release of the debut album Little Skeletons by Lost Lovers Brigade and the release of Moon of Neptune by Kellarissa. With special guests, shimmering stars, DJs, and more, it's all happening Friday, December 16th at the Interurban Gallery. Free art opening and reception at 8 p.m. with cover after 9, or get your advance tickets from Red Cat Scratch or Zulu Records. The Fit to Print Art Show, Friday, December 16th, is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
fire tree, I'd shake you off. Who needs all those dying leaves? Follow my roots to the underground. Drink wine with all the thieves. Fire tree, I'd give you wood. Make you a dendrophiliac. I'd have a laugh because I could. Oh my, knots and twists on off of that. Uproot me from the ground and plant me somewhere I belong. In the winter when my limbs are so bare. Uproot me from the ground and plant me somewhere I belong. In the winter when my limbs are so bare. Fire tree, I would age so well. Oh, I'd watch the years paint on your face. Follow my roots to the underground. Oh, watch you disappear without a trace. Trace. Uproot me from the ground and plant me somewhere I belong. In the winter when my limbs are so bare. Uproot me from the ground and plant me somewhere I belong. In the winter when my limbs are so bare. In the winter when my limbs are so bare. In the winter when my limbs are so bare.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR. That was a lot of fun. If you're just tuning in, I just had an awesome interview with Natalia Pardalis. She is a local singer-songwriter slash pianist, and she is the organizer for the Maria's Opus fundraiser, an annual fundraiser for the BC Cancer Foundation every year. It was really cool to have her in studio. Her new album, Life, comes out today. You can get it on iTunes or CT Baby. And I, of course, will have all that information on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, later today, as well as a little excerpt of the interview for you to listen to. What you just heard was Mouthful of Daisy. That was the track Masterpiece to Perfection, and that was off the album Twice Renewed. Definitely new album, new band, and if you were interested, if you like the sound, you can go see them at the Roxy, actually, December 20th. They're playing on the Canadian Content Night with the band Tarl. So definitely go check them out there. Before that was Forest City Lovers with If I Were a Tree. And beyond that was Mia Moth, a local Vancouver band. Get your free download of their new album, 11.11.11, at miamoth.com. You can also find out more about the band there. Well, up next, I have to say, there's this, you know, I get emails all the time from local artists and about their new album or their new track or you know, for me to check them out. And I always love that. But it's rare that I actually get a song or get contacted by an artist who's not local, you know, who's actually from elsewhere. And so I was really pleased and delighted that Dulcia Ditwa, and I think I'm pronouncing that right, Dulcia Detwa out of Detroit, Michigan, contacted me. Now, you know, some of you may know I'm originally from Michigan, not from Detroit, but, you know, an hour outside Detroit. So I'm familiar with the surrounding area. And I was really, really pleased that she contacted me. She is a new fierce female hip-hop MC, and she calls herself the First Lady of Ghetto Tech. That's because she's mixing electronic sounds with hip-hop beats, and she's celebrating her debut album, Cool Kid, this month in New York City. So if you're going to be in the area, I'll definitely post that information on my blog. That'd be a pretty fun way to actually to spend New Year's this year, would be in New York City, right? So here it is. I'm going to play you the title track off the album. It's called Cool Kid, and it's really fun. It almost reminds me of kind of a Thunder Heist, Canadian duo Thunder Heist kind of sound, mixed with some of the 90s artists, maybe like Lil' Kim or something. It's really fun. This is Dulcinea Detwa with Cool Kid.
Black, uppity Ivy League, Gucci, Prada, Fades and Weep, Hermes bags, Magnolia cakes, Suburban trunks and Kobe steaks, dry martinis, Louboutins, Merlot wine, cotillions, Jack and Jill, bourgeoisie, Lynx, Boulay, conformity, starving art school fashion show, big words, French reusable, dreadlocks, afros, lavender, incense, we world traveler, conspiracy theory, no content, free spirit, can't pay the rent, North Face, Patagonia, mad hippie, bohemian, granola, save a treat, jock, nerd, beauty queen, which one, pick one in between, no cool kid. Only show you how to be real nice and finish last and get your ass kicked daily. Just play the part, don't look smart, find some heart and get paid. G, jock, nerd, beauty queen, which one, pick one in between, no cool kid. Cool kid, 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 cool k get sloppy. Saving it to marriage with a real big care. Every Sunday go to service, so I don't want to hear. Let them kiss, let them touch. Every now and again, got a clothes on tight, so I really understand. Never let another talk bad about my brother. Spent one night at jail, had a really good lawyer. Don't mean to be crass. In the head of my class, circle looking ass, coming at me, dad. Yeah, that was it. Jock, nerd, beauty queen. Which one? Pick one in between. No cool kid.
Bad. likes, just keep your receipt. I can make the world have a seat at my feet. And I come from New Orleans where the water too deep. Money bring problems, the funny thing about it, everybody want it till they got it. Sometimes I forget and put my trouble in my pockets, then hang up my pants, now I got my stuff in my closet. Get right with me, miss right with me, die hard, I got too much life in me. Shades on, I'm seeing past that, bittersweet wine, where your glass at? Toast, you haters are ghosts, I make y'all sick, you need a full dose. And my mama told me do me and stay away from that fruit tree, because
grapes on the vine,
grapes on the vine,
always makes me cry. Grapes on the vine,
grapes on the vine,
don't always makes me cry.
Bittersweet wine,
grapes on the vine,
gets better, oh, gets better, makes me
before anybody else can learn to. You gotta love you, love you, yeah, love you, love you.
Visit the UBC Bookstore's new website at bookstore.ubc.ca. Get your course materials online, rental, used, and new. Rental saves you 55%. You can win a term's worth of rentals on the website and order stationery, clothes, and more while you're at it. bookstore.ubc.ca.
Said I thank you, thank you.
Said I thank you, yes I thank you.
And I thank you,
thank you, thank you.
And I want to thank you.
My mama thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR. I'm Ashley Kissman. Next up, I want to introduce you to a female music duo called The Fools. Now, The Fools are a female music duo that are made up of Jen Tobin on vocals and guitar and Euchenna Bright on bass. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and have been described as sit back and float folk. You heard me. Sit back and float folk. Say that 10 times fast. They're simple songs with poetic lyrics. And here's a track off their Dream. Here's a track called The Dream off their debut album, Lost and Found. If you like them, feel free to check them out. TheFoolsNYC.bandcamp.com is where you can learn more about them.
Stranded at sea, floating on a dream, you and me. Asked you what's your name, endless summertime. So all I heard you say, straight to my heart, how'd you do it, honey? I came to you, came with a bitter story filled with loneliness, love. just missed. And hungry babies never got their fill. Running ladies who haven't got their still, but now everything seems to be alright. Perfect circles in the sky, perfect numbers on my mind, newborn baby. Straight through my heart, you're more than I could stand. In my heart, and every single day, pillows on your bed, get singing in my room. So let's break our hearts just do it on you. Let's turn up back on this pile of money. Let's just be fool enough to spend it all away. Hey, hey, angel baby, what was that you said? Now I'm always dreaming. Billion songs for your eyes, just to form inside my head the same time. Oh, harmony with the only melody you need, baby. I dream tonight.
And that was The Dream by The Fools off the album Lost and Found. New duo out of Brooklyn in New York. Find out more about them. Go to thefoolsnyc.bandcamp.com. I think you actually might like them quite a bit. Well, my time is just about up here for What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. Thanks you so much for listening. Had a really fun time in studio with Natalia Pardales. She's got a new album out called Life. Be sure to go check it out, and I will post that information to my blog as well, whatpinksoundslike.com. And that's also a place you can find past podcasts, past playlists, and any more of my little rants and raves. I have to say, one of my new little rants and raves, I am in love with the new, well, it's not really new, it's new to me, iPhone app Instagram. And I actually just heard somewhere that Instagram is the number one app for 2011. So there you go. Unfortunately, it's only for iPhone users, which is kind of biased, but that's probably how Apple works. But check it out if you get a chance, if you do have an iPhone, because it's a little too much fun. And I, of course, made Natalia check it out with me. I took a little photo of her on my phone. I've Instagrammed it, and I can't wait to put it on the blog for you. So definitely go check it out. I'm going to leave you with today a little song by the Lajadu sisters. Again, there are these pioneering Nigerian Afrobeat duo that were really famous in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and have since not really come out with any new music. But Knitting Factory Records has made a point to re-release one of their first albums called Danger. Here's the track Bobby off the album Danger. I'll see you guys next week.
day I met you, Robbie darling, that I knew the joy of being loved. Why I know that you could love me, that she sent you to me, and only me. Don't you leave me, darling, no, no, don't you make me cry, oh yeah, cause I'll be sad. Believe me, my robot, I love you so, and I'll make you happy. Oh, I'll make you happy. I'll make you happy. Twas the day I met you, Robbie darling, that I knew the joy of being loved. Why I know that you could love me, that she sent you to me, and only me. Don't you leave me, darling, no, no, don't you make me cry, oh yeah, cause I'll be sad. Believe me, my robot, I love you so, and I'll make you happy. Oh, I'll make you happy. I'll make you happy.
Thank you.